And with me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Jennifer Ritter Guidry, who is here to talk about the Backyard Series, which is a part of the Center for Louisiana Studies offerings to the public. And the Backyard Series is the second Tuesday of every month, and that's tomorrow. Yes. How did that happen so fast?
It just does. It's really crazy how it just sneaks up on us sometimes, especially at the beginning of the year. Mm-hmm. And I just want to add real quick, next month it will not be the second Tuesday of the month because that's Mardi Gras and no one would come. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do it the first Tuesday in February, but generally it is always the second Tuesday of the month.
All right, and that's tomorrow, the 8th. It's early this month, and I know a lot of people will be very excited. It's about Boudin.
Yes.
And particularly about Boudin through the eyes of Robert Carriker, who just published a wonderful book with the UL Press called Boudin, A Guide to Louisiana's Extraordinary Link. Yes. So I know you're real happy to have him as the presenter tomorrow evening.
Yes, he can talk for more than 2 hours on the subject of Boudin, and he's probably, you know, as far as I know, he's done some of the most extensive traveling around, tastings and things like that. I know that there are some other groups in town that load up a bus full of guys and go on a Boudin, their own, you know, Boudin road trip and stuff like that. Bob Carriker has made it easily accessible to all of us through his website, the Boudin Link. And, you know, considering that he's not from here, it's amazing how his dedication to Boudin.
Well, it was very charming. I guess it was a couple months ago we interviewed him just as the book was being published by the UL Press. And he's just kind of – he's sort of surprised to find that there's been so much made of this, that something that just started off as kind of a weekend hobby and just, you know, testing out something that was very new to him. Yeah. But I think personally, I know what I find so interesting about what he's done is that he's given us a language to talk about Boudin more than just, oh, yeah, I like that, you know, or that's good. He's really broken it down into categories and made it very, you know, almost scientific. And it's nice to be able to talk about the different categories.
A methodology,
yes,
to,
a methodology.
To the study and enjoyment of Boudin.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Exactly.
So tomorrow evening, will it just be Dr. Bob Carriker presenting? Will he be joined by some other people?
We have Mr. Leroy Doucet and possibly Miss Patsy Fry coming from Billy's and Ray's Boudin in Opelousas. And we also have Laurie Walls and Mr. Wallace Johnson from Johnson's Boucanier.
And they've been involved in that smoking of meats for a very, very long time.
Right.
It's in their family. So how are they going to – are you going to have some Boudin available there?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, we have confirmed today that there will be some samples of Boudin tomorrow for our audience to enjoy in addition to the dinner that's that is available at the Backyard Series every month. And what we're hoping to hear from everybody is their stories. And, you know, they've all learned how to make Boudin different ways and in different situations. You know, some people have learned to do it just because that's what their family did. They would butcher a hog and then they had to do something with the entire animal, and therefore they cut it up, they fried some pieces and they stuffed some pieces and then they cooked some pieces, they salted other pieces for later.
Smoked some.
Right, they smoked some. And then they made Boudin or sausage as well. So it was just part of the process. And some other people, you know, very deliberately made just Boudin. So I think it'll be really interesting to hear the different stories and the different ways that it can be prepared, the different ways, of course, to enjoy it. And, you know, and then to hear, you know, more from Dr. Carriker about his experiences in trying the different kinds of Boudin and how far out you can travel. I was reading something that he'd mentioned that Barry Ancelet had said that most people think that the best Boudin is the Boudin closest to them.
Mm-hmm.
It's a matter of convenience. It's not something like crawfish where you seek it out and you have to go to these almost impossible to find places to get the best crawfish. But with Boudin, everybody has an opinion about the best one, and it's usually the one close at hand.
Mm-hmm.
So when you say that Bob Carriker has developed a language for that, I think that's why, because he went and sought it out more than just going to, you know, the local.
His neighborhood store.
Mm-hmm. You know, the shortest distance to get to his boudin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I guess his methodology, too, his way of describing it gave me at least so many more ways to talk about it than just, I like that.
Yeah, right.
Talking about the seasoning, the mixture, the
wet,
casing.
Dry.
A lot of. And of course, as a good historian, that's what he does. He's categorizing and giving us language to talk about events in our lives.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you are just tuning in, we're talking about the Backyard Series, which is part of the Center for Louisiana Studies events that they offer to the public. Dr. Bob Carriker will be the presenter tomorrow evening for this monthly program. He's going to be talking about boudin, along with the help from some people who produce boudin in our community. His book is also very interesting because it gives a really nice little history, and I love the photographs and the photograph of that artifact that he has.
Oh, the horn!
The horn.
Yeah.
Do you think he'll bring that, or is that
it's
does
possible.
That belong to someone's family?
I'm not sure. I've seen those before in some small local museums and things like that. I'm not sure if he owns that one. Or if he had borrowed it, you know, to photograph it for the book. But, we're such resourceful people, you know, if you want to stuff something back, you know, 80 years ago, 100
years
ago. You
couldn't go buy a funnel, you know, a Buddha stuffing funnel.
Yeah, you didn't really have that, so you used a horn, you know, hollowed out animal horn and just stuffed it. And, you know, and then they had very interesting things that they use as the casings.
We'll let him tell us about those tomorrow evening. So what else will be a part of the presentation? Will there be some slides? Are there going to be visuals?
I'm not sure. I haven't been asked to set up for a PowerPoint presentation, but that's not to say that it won't happen. Things often happen last minute at the Backyard Series because, you know, we're coming together and
it's
people
creative.
Walk in the door and they have stuff that they want to share. And so we mobilize to make sure it happens and things like that. So it's possible that there will be a PowerPoint or some other images available for people to look at or artifacts to, you know, kind of put their hands on and get a better understanding of how exactly the you go about making boudin. But as far as I know, it's just going to be a lot of storytelling and a little bit of sampling and a whole lot of fun, as usual.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned you do encourage people to bring their stories. I guess along with that, they could bring artifacts if they have any photographs.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, if you have
old
photographs
photos.
Or if you have a horn that was used to make
any other
boudin.
Implements.
Know, I'm sure there were tons of other things that were used besides that, you know, just based on resourcefulness and need. Mm-hmm. So, we encourage everybody to bring that out. Bring your curiosity, bring your family, bring your friends, bring your appetite because there is dinner available. So you can get it all in one nice, tidy package over at Vermilionville tomorrow night.
Now, I guess dinner is offered a little bit earlier than the program starts,
right.
So you can eat before.
Yeah, the doors open at 6 and food is available right around that time. And so you can come in and you can get your food and get settled and visit with people. We have a wonderful core audience and they're so faithful to us and they come every month and they bring new people with them every time. And they tell me they're sorry when they've missed a month. And it's very sweet and very wonderful. And it's become our own little backyard community now. Very wide ranging, all ages, all backgrounds. And it's really wonderful to see all these people come out. And we always love it when there's new people that come out. They end up coming more than once usually. So we just we have a lot of fun. We just explore something in our backyard that we thought we knew a little bit about, but not a whole lot. Mm-hmm. And, you know, 2 hours later you walk out and you've just kind of had your mind blown with all this information you hadn't heard before.
Well, I think that's it.
With
all the years that you all have been doing the Backyard Series, people realize how much they learn, how much of a resource this program is.
Well, thank you.
Jennifer Ritter-Guidry is with me from the Center for Louisiana Studies talking about the Backyard Series, which is a monthly series where they bring in experts and also encourage participation from all of us who are a part of the culture, and it's a way of sharing sharing information and knowledge about our culture. Now, of course, you do have something at y'all's website, I believe, a listing of the programs. How do they get to the website?
Currently, you can get to the website through the Center for Cultural and Ecotourism, ccet.louisiana.edu, and then click on the Backyard Series link, and we'll have all of this year's topics listed. We are, you know, undergoing some changes to the website. I keep saying that, and they haven't taken effect yet, but it's coming. It's coming soon.
But you can still get the information.
Yes, it's all still there. Yeah. It's all still accessible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the last time we spoke, you were getting ready for the big Christmas cooking extravaganza with Barry Osselet and Pat Mould. How did that go this year?
Oh, my gosh. It was a packed house again. It was wonderful. And we had two turtle dishes. We had the Creole turtle soup that Pat Mould prepared, and then Barry Osselet prepared alligator and turtle sauce pecan.
So two very different dishes, and there was a lot of storytelling.
Oh yeah, well, it was very interesting to hear about, you know, cooking turtle in general. I'm not familiar with cooking turtle at all, and how it's changed back because. When Barry was preparing, he came out early and he said that you used to have to that the alligators used to be, you would kill a large alligator and so you would have all this meat that was really tough, and so it had to cook almost as long as a turtle, and now you put the meat in almost when it's done because you don't get those same large alligators, so the meat is more tender, it doesn't need to be cooked as long, things like that, just things, you know, with modernization and official hunting seasons and things like that, you know, that have changed just even how you prepare food. So things that, you know, beyond just, you know, what's available to you and what you can hunt, what you cannot hunt, and what's of it, you know, what's in the grocery store and things like that. It goes beyond that as well. So,
And that's what's so great about this series and the people that you bring in to talk about these topics. This is the Backyard Series tomorrow evening at Vermilionville, the world of Boudin, Le Monde du Boudin, that will be presented by Dr. Bob Carriker, whose book Boudin was published by the UL Press in the fall. And he's a very engaging speaker, very charming. And as I said, I think he's just really tickled to find all this interest in what started off as just kind of a culinary interest of his and experimenting with a new world. If people are interested in finding the book, they can go to the UL Press website, which is ulpress.org.
Correct.
And they can find Boudin, A Guide to Louisiana's Extraordinary Link by Dr. Robert Carriker, and he is head of the history department here at UL Lafayette.
Correct, yes.
Right. Well, what do y'all have coming up next month? Obviously, it is Mardi Gras. Is there some theme around Mardi Gras?
Yes. It's a Lafayette Urban Mardi Gras Masking Traditions, and I'm working on the final bookings for that one yet, so I don't want to give away any more than the topic right now. And then in March, we're doing natural egg dyeing and a egg pocking contest, so that'll be a lot of fun. It'll be just prior to Easter so that you can come and learn lots of fun ways to make eggs, and then also have a contest and kind of hone your skills so that you don't lose your egg too quickly on Easter at the family gathering. And then in April, we're doing the Civil War in Acadiana because this is the sesquicentennial of the Civil War that we are in the midst of celebrating. And most of the action happened 150 in Louisiana happened this in, you know, 150 years ago this year. So we're going to
63.
Yeah. And then in May, we're going to be talking about baseball from the Evangeline League to the majors. We've had so many notable baseball players who've come up, you know, from Ron Guidry and the Yankees. But before him, you know, baseball was such a popular pastime and a way to make a living in this area. And so we're going to talk about that. And in June, it's the mini guitars of Cajun and Creole music.
The mini guitars.
Yes, right. Because there's, you know, rhythm guitar and there's bass guitar. And we've talked about steel guitar, but it's, you know, we're going to...
The full array of what we can hear. Well, that's all at the CSET website for right now. You can find out the days and times, except for Mardi Gras, generally it is the second Tuesday of each month. Yep. That's tomorrow, 6 o'clock, the dinner. You can purchase dinner from Vermilionville.
Doors open at 6. We'll get started around talking around 6:30 and go till 8:30. And, again, we encourage everybody to come out. It's free and open to the public, and it's... It's designed to engage you directly. We welcome your questions. We want your interaction with the speakers. So please come out and join us. And if you need more information, you can always give us a call at the office. It's 337-482-1320. Or you can email us at backyardseries@louisiana.edu.
All right. And bring your stories and any artifacts you may have with you to share. Thank you so much, Jennifer.
Thank you, Judith.